So welcome everybody. My name is David Nicol. I'm the director of the Gaia Field Project, the co-host of this Spirituality and Peace series with the Shift Network Summer of Peace program. Welcome back to those of you who have been following us for this series, and welcome to those of you joining us for the first time. The nature of this series is that we feature each week a different mystic or spiritual teacher from a different tradition, and the heart of each call is a spiritual practice that's guided by the teacher from their tradition to create a direct experience of peace for us, to create a field of peace that can support the shift to a culture of peace. So we have been layering a collective field of peace throughout the summer. The idea is that each call introduces into the field a different quality that comes from the lineage and particular tradition of each teacher. And we're building a field of peace that will climax on September 21st, the International Day of Peace. And we're very excited about what's developing on that day. We have a peak event that will involve three global attunements for peace by telephone and webcast. And we're now partnering with MedMob, who will be convening public meditation gatherings in over 390 cities around the world from 6 to 7 p.m. local time to create a global peace wave. Our global attunements for peace will be like profound pulses of peace at the beginning, middle, and end of that peace wave. So we've been building this field of peace through each of these calls, and it's very exciting about what has been developing and how it will climax on September 21st. We also use a global care room throughout this series, which is, you may have it, some of you up already on your screen. It was in the email that got sent out. It's an internet technology developed by the Institute of HeartMath that involves a spinning Google Earth map. And when you log in, your location shows up as a point of light on the map. And there's an audio player in the room where you can upload a meditation. So each week what we do is we upload the meditation that's given by the guest teacher. So throughout the week, you can come back and be in the field with others around the world, and in that way to keep nurturing and building this field of peace. On September 21st, we'll also be using the Global Care Room as a way to support the peak event we're doing, and we'll be encouraging people to come into the room at the three times of our calls, so that we'll have this very inspiring visual image of the emerging global field. So we consider this work, this series, this project, an expression of what we call subtle activism. It's a way of building a bridge between the wisdom and the depth of the inner world of spirituality with what's happening in the outside world and the whole dimension of collective transformation. It's a way of, in particular these days, with the power of the internet and other communication technologies, to harness, as never before, the power of our collective meditation and prayer. And the idea is that on a very deep level of consciousness, we can create the conditions that support a shift towards wholeness, a shift towards more truth and love. So I'm especially excited about today's call in that context, because I feel like we're introducing on today's call a very significant innovation in subtle activism technology, in introducing a new modality that's been developed by our guest today, David's son Todd, from decades of very deep experiential exploration of not just the spiritual world, but also the mystery of nature and matter. And he's developed a very unique approach that centrally incorporates the power of art, and in particular a kind of nature mandalic art form that transmits information on multiple levels, and has a very well thought through methodology, which we can find out about soon. And it's a very exciting pioneering work in this field of subtle activism. So David is a healer, an author, a meditation teacher. He's a very valued member of our Gaia Field Council. Along with his wife, Bonnie Gold Bell, he co-creates these powerful transformational images known as Bell and Todd Healing Earth Art, which are intended to activate and nurture personal and planetary awakening. Since 2001, he's developed a new form of subtle activism practice called World Healing that empowers individuals to join together in healing and uplifting the planet. So, David, welcome to the call.
Thank you, David. Glad to be here.
Great. So, David, I think a good place to start for our listeners would be if you could just describe what led you to developing this body of work. What were the early influences that created the inspiration for you to move in that direction?
Well, like many things in life, David, it has just come through a kind of spontaneous revelation. But that process began after 20 years of very rigorous spiritual work. When I was just a teenager, I grew up in a Methodist church, but I began to study Eastern spirituality in the 60s. And by the time I was 19, I joined a yoga meditation group that was based in India. And that was a very demanding practice of a variety of different spiritual disciplines. And then when I was about 24, I became a student of an American spiritual teacher who also taught in the Eastern tradition, but had a very grounded, more sort of psychological understanding of spiritual growth. And I was a very involved student of that work for about 17 years. And in that community, I also met Bonnie, who became my wife. So what we found in the early 90s was that we had really come to a place of completion with that traditional path. And we experienced a kind of essential awakening to unity with Source. And something very new began to take place in our awareness and in our inner world. We began to shift from a focus of personal realization to an awakening understanding of a coming collective awakening that we understood, and others tuning into that understood, was really going to be becoming very real and planetary in this year of 2012. So our focus in the early 90s became, how can we serve that collective awakening? And our personal experience became one of a very intense healing and transformational process that seemed to be a kind of early version of the shifting of vibration that so many people are experiencing now at this time. And what we were led to in that process was first to really develop a close relationship to the earth, and focus not just in the spiritual dimensions, but very much in the material dimensions. We moved out into a very remote property in Northern California and really became immersed in nature, connecting with different sources of information and guidance in many different dimensions. And through that process of intense transformation and guidance, we began to develop our art. And as you said, the art is nature-based. We start with photographs of nature, and then we rearrange those images into geometric patterns using sacred geometry. So what we found in creating the art is that it brings together both the power of sacred geometry, the natural energies of the earth, and information that we were downloading into our bodies from other dimensions. And what we discovered as we created the art is that it was a kind of new technology was being co-created through us. And it's a technology that helps individuals heal and transform and move through this planetary shift that we're experiencing. But it also can be used for world healing or working with collective issues and dimensions of our collective consciousness that are stuck in the past, that are wounded in the past, and that need to heal in order for humanity to go through this collective awakening.
Mm-hmm. And so, David, can I just, at this point, I wanted to draw listeners' attention to the World Healer Mandala. I know we might go into that more specifically later, but just as a way for people to get a visual of the kind of art that you're talking about. And for those who are on the webcast or the call, the link to the World Healer Mandala was in the email that you got for this call. So what I notice about this art form is just the power of symbolism, and just wonder if you could say something about how this art and this technology tends to it seems to awaken things on multiple levels. It's like that just through meditating and contemplating on these images that there's a certain transmission of information on multiple levels, beyond simply the literal mind, but at other levels of our consciousness. I just wonder if you could talk about the significance of that and how it can play a role in both individual and collective awakening.
Well, we, as we began to make the art in the late 90s, we were connecting with, as you said, many levels of information, and they were literally just coming into our bodies. They would come from above. We would feel these kind of downloads of energy. We would let that energy flow through us into the earth. The next day, we would feel an upload of energy coming from different dimensions of the earth. We began to connect with what we called crystalline libraries within the earth. We began to access information that way. And much of this information wasn't coming through our minds. It was literally just coming through our energy fields. And then when we would create an image, we found that those energies and that information could be accessed through the image. And as you said, if you meditate on the image and just open to it, you will receive information, inspiration, healing energies. It's kind of amazing to me how much has come through this process that, again, we were just, neither one of us were trained as healers, neither one of us were trained as artists. It really just arose in a very spontaneous way. I'll just tell you briefly the story of how the World Healer image came into being this way. We were living on this property, like I said, and in the year 2001, I think it was August of 2001, there's this massive stone rock there that was a very powerful natural vortex. And so we went to that rock one day. I put my hand on the rock, and I felt this huge wave of energy and information just flow into my body from the rock. And when I later asked about it, I got the guidance that these were peace codes coming into my body. And I'm thinking, okay, that's interesting. And then 2 weeks later, on 9/11, when the towers fell and we spent a few hours watching TV, we said, okay, we've got to go to the computer now, and we need to make an image. And so we sat down and we created this image that you see on the screen, World Healer. And the green field, if you're looking at the image, there's a green geometric shape in the center of the image And that is a picture of this rock on our property there. And within that green space, we were guided to use an image that includes the core of the Milky Way galaxy, the core of the Andromeda galaxy. In the center of the image is a turquoise crystal, chrysocolla crystal, that represents the awakened Earth. And on the outer borders, we used images from the Pleiades constellation and the Orion Nebula. So as we meditated with this image, we put it on the web. We created a meditation, a world healer meditation that is on our website, bellandtodd.com. And we just kind of set this loose, and other people began to use the meditation. They began to use it in groups. People put it on their website. And this meme of world healing, you know, really began to spread from that very spontaneous inspiration that took place on 9/11. And since that time, we've continued to develop several series of art images that we've included in our yearly healing mandala calendars. We actually, in 2005, began to encode those peace codes into a series of images that were eventually published in our 2009 Healing Mandalas calendar, and we began to write meditations to go along with the images for the calendars so that people could receive inspiration as well as the energy transmission from the art.
Mm-hmm. And David, I know that as the work has evolved, that there's been a lot of quite specific information that's come through about how you can use these this transformational art in very specific ways to support different aspects of collective transformation and individual transformation. But I'm with this being the Summer of Peace series. I'm wondering if, in particular, you could share about how this technology can relate to peace healings. I know that that's a specific part of the work that's emerged for you.
It is. As I said, we've been doing this since 2009. We've been doing different calendar series. And as we began to meditate on that concept of peace codes and peace healings, you know, why is there not peace on our planet? Well, the information we received related to karmic wounds that people have experienced over and over, both individually and collectively on the planet. And, you know, when you look at different regions like the Middle East or African nations, or where there are just long-standing, you know, conflicts that just seem to go on forever, and each generation seems to be repeating the pattern and trying to right the wrongs of previous generations, you can see that these patterns or these conflicts really go far back in our history. And one revelation that came from creating the World Healer image was, you know, we used these different galactic images. Part of you know, in our deepest selves, in our soul's experience, many of these conflicts we've experienced even on other worlds. So there's a way in which we were guided to come up with six specific universal wounds or conflicts that we see as underlying the impulse to conflict, to war, and the lack of peace on the planet. So we've developed six specific series of art with six specific meditations that allow individuals to work with these peace codes. And you can work with them in the meditation. You can work with them for your own personal experience of these wounds, the ways that you may have experienced those wounds in past lives. Then there's one layer of the healing that goes into your ancestors. It goes back seven generations. For those who you have inherited these wounds from through your physical body. And then in the third level of the healing, it goes out into the collective unconscious, where you know, nations and tribes of people hold these wounds. So that's a process that we've developed over the last few years, and this fall we're going to be releasing these meditations so that people can go through these six healing processes themselves. And in a few minutes, we're going to do a version of one of those healings on this call.
Mm-hmm. Great. I think one of the most exciting dimensions of that work for me personally, and I think for many people, is that there's, I think it's a very meaningful work to do to find some way to transform these wounds at a collective level. Like there's a certain dimension to this kind of work that involves, to the subtle activism work that involves just simple peace meditations, but to actually know how to bring some healing into, you know, some of these deep sources of human misery feels, I think, very, very meaningful. And so it's exciting to hear about a methodology that can intelligently work with those dynamics. I'm wondering, David, if you would like to speak a little bit about the world healing work in general that has, I know that there is an aspect of it that has a specific focus on places as well as collective fields. Would you like to say a bit more about that?
Yeah. I think, you know, the essential understanding that we apply at the world healing level has really come out of working as a personal healer, both for myself, with my wife, and with other clients. And so the same understanding that me, as a multidimensional being, I have both a physical body and I have different subtler energy bodies. Well, the same is true for a place. The same is true for a people. If we look at, we've been doing some very interesting work here. We live in Tallahassee, Florida right now, and over the last couple of years, we've been doing some very interesting work focusing on both the land of Tallahassee and transmitting these healing energies into the land and through the land, and also working with the field of the community of Tallahassee. So some of the work that we've done has been focused on specific places. We've done a lot of work in Washington, D.C., and different centers of power, as well as working with different collective fields. And a collective field can be a small group, it can be a community, it can be a state, it can be a nation, it can be a continent, or it could be a global field. So it's possible to tap in and focus at these different levels and send these blessing energies into those fields to bring new information, new possibilities into our collective experience, and very intentionally work to heal the old wounds that are present in all of us and are present in these places and in these collective fields. So the work that we've been doing over the last 10 years of developing these technologies, creating the art and the understanding, doing various experiments, working with the Gaia Fields Council and experimenting with some of these techniques, all of that has kind of come to a place where we are going to begin to offer a training program for other people who feel moved to help serve the collective healing. It's interesting, I was working with a client this week, and I've been telling her for 3 years, you know, you're a healer, you're going to become a healer. Meanwhile, she's an engineer at a large, airplane manufacturing company, and she's not, you know, working as a healer every day. But she said to me on a call the other day, she said, you know, what I've realized is my focus isn't to work with healing individuals. I'm supposed to be working to heal the collective. And so we are looking for people who have that calling, who feel that inner urge to work at larger scales than the individual scale, and to learn to work with the technologies that we've created, and to go through the inner work that is required in order to resonate with the energies of the art and the allies that we work with in doing this work.
That's great. That's great. And for anyone who's listening who this is striking a chord with and you're interested to respond to this invitation about the World Healer Training, you can sign up at GaiaField.net, G-A-I-A-F-I-E-L-D. Sign up to, if you go to the mailing list, there's an option to find out more about the World Healer Training. And there we'll have 22 places for the fall training. So if you'd like to find out more about that, and then go to GaiaField.net for that information. So
and
Dave, I think this would be. Oh, go ahead, David.
People can also contact me directly and have further questions through our website, bellandtodd.com. And you can send an email to info@bellandtodd.com, and I will respond to that.
Okay, great. So, David, I think this would be a good time now to transition into the practice, and do you want to first just say a few words about what we will do, and then we can actually go into the experience itself?
That's right, yeah. So, as I said a minute ago, we're going to focus on one of these collective wounds in this healing. We're going to do a simplified version of the peace healing process, and we're going to... Part of the meditation will be guided by me, and part of it will be in silence. So in talking to you, David, earlier this week, we decided to work with the cultural issue that relates to the control of wealth and resources by a few people. You know, today we experience this, and we talk about this as the 1% versus the 99%, but you know, that dynamic has been present in our human culture as far back as we know in history. And this control of wealth may have taken place more on a local or national level in the past, and now it's a global issue. And so there's really nobody on the planet who isn't affected by this issue on a large scale, but we also experience it in a very personal way. And so when we do the meditation, I want people to connect with just the personal way that you may feel this this cultural challenge of the inequality of how wealth and resources are shared on our planet. And, you know, we may have personal feelings of feeling vulnerable. We may feel powerless. We may feel confused. We may feel angry. We may feel fearful. These feelings oftentimes connect to this very deep sense of inequality that humanity has experienced over and over for a very long time. So in the meditation, we will first I'll guide us into the healing space, then we'll focus on this personal level of our experience of this wound, and then we will sit in silence and allow that healing to take place for our personal level. And then after a few minutes of silence, I'm going to invite us to send these healing energies to the collective level. And we decided to focus for that collective level, to have a place for that focus, and we are going to focus on the energy field of Wall Street. So we will send the healing energies that we've experienced personally to that place so that those energies can begin to meld into the collective energy field that's focalized around money in Wall Street in New York City. So for the first part of the meditation, we're going to use an attunement process that we've developed in the Gaia Field project. And I want you to just begin the process by relaxing, closing your eyes, just becoming aware of any feelings that are coming up inside you. Just let them be present. Just observe, feel, take a couple of deeper breaths. And now become aware of the earth beneath you and feel the energy of the earth grounding you. Feel it supporting your body. Allow the energy and love of the earth to come into your body. Next, I want you to be aware of the sun and the stars in the heavens. Just imagine the golden light of the sun washing down around your body. Let that light cleanse your energy field, bringing you the light of spirit. Let it come into your body, touching every cell. Letting you connect deeply with that higher vibrational energy. And now imagine that golden light forming a bubble around your body that defines a safe space for this healing process. Sense how there's a strong boundary on that bubble that only allows in energies that are for your highest good. And invite into that circle of light your own deepest or highest self and any personal guides who can assist you in the healing process. Now let your attention turn to the other people who are connecting to this meditation, whether through the computer or through the phone lines. Sense and feel how we're all connected to each other through a network of light. And let's feel ourselves coming together into a common space that also is filled with golden light, that has a strong boundary, that allows us to come together for healing and for blessing. Let's invite into this common space, our group field, allies from the dimensions of the earth, from the kingdoms of the earth, from the mineral and crystal kingdoms, the plants, the animals, and other creatures. Let them support us in this healing process. Let's likewise invite in allies from the higher dimensions of spirit, those who join us both for personal healing as well as for world healing. And let's now feel and see how our group field is embedded in the planetary or Gaia field. Feel how we're connected to all life on Earth and to Gaia herself. And finally, let's connect to the universal field, the great mystery, the source of all. And feel that source presence around you and in your own heart. So as you rest in this multi-layered field, let yourself connect in your own feeling with this cultural wounding that relates to the inequality of the distribution of wealth and resources. connect with any emotions that you feel about that, any fears that you hold, any memories you have of challenges that have resulted in your life from this wound. And as you hold those feelings, we're going to bring into the field, into this group field, the specific healing energies that can address this specific wound. We're going to bring those healing energies into the field so that you can absorb into your body the ones that you most resonate with. Allow them to come into your body and find those places where these challenging emotions, fear-based beliefs, traumatic experiences might lie. And just let those healing energies begin to release for you these pieces of the past that you can now let go of. So let those energies work in the field of your present life. Your childhood experience. If you like, you can also let those healing energies go into your soul to work with past lives where you've experienced this challenge, experienced this wound. The healing energies can work at every level of your being. So as those energies come in, we're just going to sit in silence for a few minutes, and you can just continue to receive and breathe out the old and breathe in the new. Let your guides and those allies in this space assist you in this healing process. And let yourself simply observe or witness whatever arises, letting it pass through you until I come back on the phone in a few minutes. Okay. Now, before we end, let's do the final phase of the meditation. I want you to first start by feeling your own heart and feel the energy and power of love and gratitude that's present in your heart. And let that power of love combine with the healing peace codes that you absorbed and the healing energy that you have experienced in this meditation. And use that power of love to send this peace blessing to the energy field that surrounds Wall Street in New York City. And hold the intention that these peace codes and the healing energies can release the patterns of greed and control that dominate our financial system and the patterns of control of resources that leads to conflict and war on our planet. So we ask that the allies working with us assist us in this transmission of these blessing energies to Wall Street and the dissemination of these energies to all places that are connected to Wall Street so that we can see this shift take place in the collective field. And a new culture of financial equality that will be the foundation for a culture of peace can come about. So let's sit in silence for a couple more minutes while this transmission takes place. Okay, with gratitude to all those allies who assisted us in this personal and collective healing, we'll draw the meditation to a close. And David, you can guide people in sharing their experiences from this healing.
Thank you, David. Yes, so... We want to invite anyone who feels moved to share something from that experience. You can hit *2 on your phone if you're on the listening by phone. If you're in the webcast, you can type your comment or question into the chat box and we'll read it out. But it's fine to remain in silence, but it's also a very powerful part of the practice to to hear from people and to share our inner experience with others. So we do invite you to make a comment if you feel so moved. And I think I want to share for myself, just to get the ball rolling with that, is that what I experienced was at first a somewhat surprising encounter with the degree of resistance and hardness around this issue. Something about what I felt in encountering it was almost like this merciless, hard steel sort of energy that felt to me like it related to just, you know, how much the control of resources has been linked to war and to, you know, some very, very intense feelings. And it made sense to me then why there was this resistance to look at it. And then I felt the presence of a very profound peace come into the field. I felt the allies present in a certain way. And then when we shared the healing with Wall Street, it felt like it moved to another dimension again of something, a very profound quality of presence and kind of a wordless experience, but it felt like something very significant was happening in that moment, in those moments. So that was my experience. So yes, star 2 if you're listening by phone and you'd like to share a comment, or press make a comment in the chat box if you're listening by the webcast. Okay, so we have someone in Portland, Oregon. I don't have a name there, but you have the line.
Hi, my name is Elaine, and I'm in Portland, and I am in my own meditation and art space with David's mandalas and with all of you, and have felt an incredibly, incredibly strong and graceful experience during this as first is of hardness and dryness and a core that felt like the earth was entirely dried up, that represented the pain that we're addressing today. And into that, as we called in all of the energies that help our healing, I felt the influx of, as David described, the gold. It became a spinning gold presence that I related both to the gold on Earth and also to the gold from the entire universe coming in and spiraling down into the Earth and then filling it and moving like veins through all of it. And as we focused on Wall Street, I just felt a blankness at first, and nothing came. And then into that, I felt it as a center, and related it more to what happened on 9/11, into that place, and then into Wall Street. And the gold began to move very directly into that dark space and into that place. And beyond that place, and at this point, at this moment, I just feel the complete infusion of this energy that is given to us to heal, and I want to express my gratitude for the opportunity to share this with all of you. Thank you, David.
Thank you. So Michelle from France, through the webcast, says, I got many images of the slave trade between West Africa and the Caribbean area. focusing particularly on the slave dungeons in Senegal and Gambia, with many golden spirals flowing into the ground, transmuting the dark energy. Thank you, Michelle. Okay, Jim from Indiana, you have the mic.
Hi. Hello.
Oh, hello, yes.
Hi, well, the phone is my husband's name, but it's Maritza from Indiana.
Oh, okay.
Bloomington, Indiana.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I
want to thank you, David, and everybody around the world for this opportunity to meditate together. I felt an incredible amount of joy. It was so powerful because I think it was just feeling the connection with all, we all at the same time, in the same page. And it was great. It was my heart filled full of joys. And that was very, very powerful and great. Thanks a lot, all of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, we have another caller with her hand up. It's just doesn't show up on my screen with the control panel, but if you just raise your hand, then I've given you the mic.
Hello?
Hello, yes.
Okay, great. This is Leslie, and this was a very kind of physical body experience for me where I felt really torn and I don't even have the words for it. I felt trapped where I didn't have any power or any voice. I felt kind of being controlled by those who had wealth and power, and they were using it to control my life. And then at the same time, I felt like I was in a place where I had more resources than a lot of other people, and I felt, you know, guilty. So there was both the guilt and the fear coming from both directions, and I felt like I was in a washing machine or something. And then just gradually just sitting there in the swirl, the tension kind of spun away, and I could start to feel my feet and some peace, and to see the golden light. And once I was kind of centered myself, then I could start to see the connection to Wall Street, and just being gold, and it ended up in the sense of release and relief and even joy at the end. So thank you for that.
Thanks, Leslie. So we have a few more comments from the webcast. Shyam from Agoura, California says, in the meditation this came to me. One, the change in Wall Street will be directly related to the shift in local and global resources management to align with the new realities of the qualitative and quantitative growth of global citizen empowerment. Two, reconfiguration of education to a central focus on optimum global citizen empowerment. And Catherine from Portland, Oregon says, I was impressed with my own holding on to seven generations past and came to feel that Wall Street greed is a masculine manifestation of seven generations of pain and a way to manage it. And then Cayenne from Toronto, Canada says, thank you, blessings to David and everyone here. Together, we are oneness. We can change the world to be a more loving, peaceful, kind, caring, compassionate place. This is a beautiful, peaceful, compassionate meditation for all of us on this planet. We are one in spirit now. Namaste. Okay, so thank you so much, everyone, for participating in this beautiful meditation. And thank you, David, for all of the work you've done to bring forth this body of work and the very specific guidance and information that comes through this line of work. So thanks so much for being with us. And again, for those of you who might be interested in following this up further with that world healing training, go to GaiaField.net and sign up there. There'll be 22 places available for the world healing training in the fall. So that's GaiaField.net. We will have the Global Care Room available during the week, which will have this meditation on it probably by tomorrow. And so it'll be there up there for throughout the week. So if you'd like to come back and have this experience again with others around the world, then that will be available. Apart from that, we wish you a wonderful day and hope to see you again next Sunday at the same time, 9 a.m. Namaste.